Well, welcome back. I was about to say, lucky what we have here. I don't know why. I've just realised, actually, I've just pressed record on my phone, and I've just spotted a big old crack right down my phone screen protector. Well, I did actually drop it recently, so it shows screen protectors do work, guys. Invest in one if you have a phone that you don't want to break. There we go, starting with a tip today. Welcome back. My name's Carl. If it's your first time, welcome. Welcome. Thanks for joining me as I drink my coffee. Sadly, it's the final lot of the Arisha number 3 beans from Round Hill Roastery. Oh, and I've got to say, it's the best batch I've made with them. Best coffee I've made with the Arisha Freeze. It feels like, do you know what? It feels like I finally worked them out. You know, they're an enigma of a bean. Anyway, I'm recording this later than I normally would because, and I'm ashamed to say this, I didn't get out of bed until what I think of as late. Some people wouldn't, especially some comedians. I know some comedians are like, you know, they have the sort of sleeping patterns of a 17-year-old stoner. But if you can hear the birds in the background, by the way, it's because I've got my window open. It's a lovely fresh day. Thought I'd crack the window. I think I can also hear some water in a drain somewhere as well. I think the next door neighbour might be bathing. But what the hell was I saying? I had a lie-in, but it's not a lie-in. Normally that's said with happiness, isn't it? It's like, oh, I had a lovely lie-in. Today, my lie-in was sort of my hand was forced. I had one of them nights. I had a really productive day yesterday, but I think I did too much. I think my mind was overstimulated. Got into bed, was struggling to sleep, finally fell asleep, and then I woke up at 4 a.m. So like I was in, you know, I reckon I was off to sleep about just after 12. 4 a.m. woke up, just needed to go for a little tinkle. But also was just awake. You know, when you wake up in the night, sometimes you wake up in the night because you've moved or so you've heard something or from a dream, and you're just, you know, oh, I'm just awake very briefly. This is like an interval in my sleep. But this was, you know, when you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm awake for a bit. So I was awake from about 4 until about, I would say it was cracking on to 6 o'clock. So yeah, a little 2 hour window of awakeness, and that's why, yeah, back to sleep. And when my alarm went off at 8 o'clock, I went, fuck you, turned it off and went back to sleep until 9:45. Hold the phone. That is an unnecessarily late wake up. If there's any comedians listening now, they'll be going, mate, that is early. But it was a I don't like it. I like getting up early, mate. I like getting up early, making me coffee, and embracing the day. Maybe my mind was overstimulated because I finished reading a really good book. Here's a recommendation, yeah? No, I'm not above a recommendation of a book. And it's called The Shallows by Nicholas Carr. And ironic to a certain degree. Ooh, one of my neighbours is opening a window. Did you hear that? I just heard. Which is the universal sound of a window opening. I don't know which side it is. Oh, I don't know which side it is. Little, if you want to know about my neighbours, upstairs, right? We're on a ground floor flat with a garden. Yes, please. Upstairs, we've got a lovely couple of guys, DJs. Get on very well with them. Do you know? And here's a, I mean, it's almost a life hack. Live next door neighbours, above or below, if you're in sort of a, you know, a flat. People that are, you know, have all slightly alternative jobs and keep different hours because they never ever get annoyed of any noise or anything. We're pretty quiet, but like once every, you know, once a quarter, I'll have a few too many scoops with some friends, and I will do that classic thing of like, oh, this will go back to mine. I've got loads of booze in the cupboard, and we end up like, you know, back here. 4 in the morning, cracking champagne. like it's a bloody hip hop video, mate, and you know, listening to soul music. But I've done it before. I had one in the last couple of years that went on till 7 a.m. and there was quite a few of us ended up back here. And the next day, I woke up so hungover, and I was like, "Oh my God, it was so loud!" And I knocked on the neighbors, and both of them answered the door laughing because they knew from just the sound of it, they knew how hungover I'd be. So they were laughing, and I gave them a bottle of booze and apologized, and they said it was absolutely fine. And it's that sort of relationship we built up, you know, build up relationships with your neighbors because you never know when you're gonna get wankered and make too much noise. That's a life hack. Yeah, and also, and obviously, it's in return. A couple, there's been a few times they've got a little bit loose as well, and it's that sort of agreement of, look, you know, if two or three times a year we go a bit overboard, let's all just accept that that is par for the course. It's life. Let's not get annoyed with each other. If you don't know your neighbours, or your neighbours are sort of sticklers for rules, you just don't have that option, that luxury. So, you know, always befriend your neighbours is my little tip. But my next door neighbour's the other side. That is a bit more of a spicy house. It's not for a bad reason, but it's basically a halfway house for people with, who, you know, people who need assisted living. You know, it's all men, some of which have issues and probably, you know, come from quite tricky backgrounds and stuff. So they're all, you know, they're not the easiest to chat to. It's a shame. One of them who used to live there, he was good fun, but he, like in terms of, he was the one that you could actually sort of have a conversation with. The others, you know, they're a little, they sort of tend to keep themselves to themselves. I often see one walking around the park, but he doesn't even, I say hello to him now and again, he doesn't respond. But the one guy who left, sadly, used to regularly knock and ask, and this is, he did it as well when Chris Martin lived here, not from Coldplay, my good friend Chris Martin. He used to knock and ask if we wanted him to wash our van, and we didn't have a van, and there was no vans in sight. He also, at one time, he did actually, when, you know, come autumn, when the leaves had fallen from the trees, we had quite a big build-up of leaves on the drive, and it's a big old shared drive of like four flats, so, you know, a lot of space for leaves to accumulate. He knocked and said, "Do you want me to clean the leaves?" And I went, "Actually, mate, I'll tell you what." And I didn't really, I was going to do it myself, but I thought, you know what, he's looking for something to do. I'll give him a, he goes, "I'll do it for a fiver." I went, "Mate, absolutely, I'll give you a fiver to do that." I even went and got him our garden brush and I gave it to him. And I gave him a fiver in advance. Absolute rookie error there, isn't it? What, you probably can probably guess happened was what could go down in history as the worst leaf sweeping that's ever happened. Yeah, I mean, he sort of pushed him into just, you know, areas that were probably going to be more hassle for me to then remove them from. God love him. Anyway, sadly, he moved out. Don't know where he is now. Hope he's doing all right, though. You know, he's probably set up a leaf sweeping business. I was recommending a book, and I got sidetracked, as is the nature of this podcast. The Shallows, Nicholas Carr. It's called How the Internet is Changing the Way We Think and Read and Remember. Oh, an irony not lost on me there that I just got distracted. Well, it's really good. It was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in 2011. And it was basically, it's about, you know, how our use, as use, using the internet's risen. And when he says using the internet, I'm not talking about if you're listening to this now, just walking down the street, you're not using the internet in the sense that he's referring to. You're just listening to some, you know, entertainment, as could be listening to a Walkman, couldn't you? But this is more about the more information we take in through screens, you know, browsers, short form reading. And it's absolutely fascinating. Like, there's a, I watched a thing about babies, and it was saying how, you know, despite parents' fears that letting their kids use screens from an early age, actually, when they do tests, those children that use screens from an early age develop better hand-eye coordination. But, and I was like, oh, that's cool. But then this book actually goes more into that. It talks about how it that you, any that works for anyone. Anyone who regularly uses computer screens has better shallow forms of thinking and acting. So hand-eye coordination is a very sort of base instinct, isn't it? So you can develop those by using computers, but it actually talks about the detrimental effect it has on deep thinking, which is, you know, being able to sit and properly just think about something and critically think about it as well. Because now when we're reading, you know, if you take your news off a website, if you look, there's loads of other things on that site. There's loads of links, hyperlinks, and there's videos and pictures and everything's shorter. They've really shortened the form. So you're just, you know, you're just taking in the information, but you're probably not overly taking it in, and then you're just jumping onto your next topic. So that's the modern way of thinking. You can take in way more information in tiny little doses from all over the place, way better than we could ever do in the past. But we've slightly lost the ability just to sit and think on one topic. Wow. Wow, guys. wow. It's good. It's one of them books as well. It's got a lovely long index at the back. So, you know, you look at it. It's not a long book. You know, I did it in 3 days. Oh, yes, please. What do you want, a prize, Carl? No, but it's one of them ones. It's easy to rattle through. It's just interesting. And, I think it's a real page turner. And it's definitely made me think about my computer usage. I think I'm pretty good in comparison to, I've got friends who are always looking at screens, you know. It talks also about how you should, you know, how, you know, you need to spend more time in some natural environment, you know, without staring at a screen. So go for a walk in your park if you've got one. Little things like that just give your mind time to rest. And then helps your memory, all that business. So, yeah, give the book a read. If you don't want to read it, that's the main thing to take away from it. To try and spend a little less time taking information in from computers and and phones. Go out, have a look. I mentioned it in a couple of episodes, wasn't it? About looking at the sea. Go and look at the sea. Go and look at a park. Go and look at a field. Look at the birds. Look at them fucking squirrels that are in my garden stealing my shit. That really calms me down. Right. Thanks for listening. Sorry, it's later than normal, but as explained, it was a weird night's sleep. I'll speak to you next time. I should have some new coffee beans by then, hopefully. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.